कुंज बिहारी जय जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय जसोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जसोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरा वनचारी जमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद जय श्री कृष्ण हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, जय कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम, जय कृष्ण बलराम जय राधे श्याम राधे श्याम राधे श्याम, जय राधे निताई गौर हरिवो 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 हरिवो, जय ओं विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज काचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतश्री श्रीमद अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद महाराज की, इस कंद संस्थापक आचार्य भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद महाराज की नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट, जय ओं विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज काचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतश्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की, अनंत कोटि वैष्णव भक्त वृंद की, नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की, जय रूप सनातन भट्ट रघुनाथ श्री जी गोपाल भट्ट दास रघुनाथ षड़ गोस्वामी प्रभुगण की, प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की, श्री 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 राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्री राधा कुंड श्याम कुंड श्री गिरिराज गोवर्धन जी महाराज की, जय श्री श्री ब्रज वृंदावन धाम की, श्री नवदीप मायापुर धाम की, श्री क्षेत्र श्री पुरुषोत्तम धाम की, श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा सुदर्शन की, श्री द्वारिका धाम की, श्री बद्रिका धाम की, श्री अयोध्या धाम की, गंगा देवी जमुना देवी की, वृंदा देवी तुलसी महारानी की, ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवत महापुराण की, युग धर्म श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की, हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की, समवेत भक्त वृंद की, समवेत गौर भक्त वृंद की, निताय गौर हरि प्रेमानंद। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेष्व भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। सो यू आर रीडिंग टुडे
फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराणम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 29 टेक्स्ट 12। श्री परीक्षित उवाच कृष्णं विदुः परं कांतं न तु ब्रह्मतया मुने गुणप्रवाहो परमं तासां गुणधियां कथम्। श्री परीक्षित उवाच कृष्णं विदुः परं कांतं न तु ब्रह्मतया मुने गुणप्रवाहो परमस्तासां गुणधियां कथम्। श्री परीक्षित उवाच कृष्णं विदुः परं कांतं न तु ब्रह्मतया मुने गुणप्रवाहो परमं स्तासां गुणधियां कथम्। श्री परीक्षित उवाच श्री परीक्षित उवाच श्री परीक्षित सेड कृष्णम लॉर्ड कृष्ण विदुह देन न्यू परम ओनली कांतम आज दे आर बिलव्ड ना नट टू बट ब्रह्मतया As the absolute truth, Mune, O sage Sukadev Goswami, Guna of the three modes of material nature, Prabhava of the might erunent, उपरमः द सीजेशन तासाम फॉर देम गुणाधियम हुज मेंटालिटी वॉज कट अप इन दोज मोड्स कथम हाउ ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपट बाय द फॉलोअर्स ऑफ हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेशन श्री परीक्षित महाराज सेड ओ सेज द गोपीज न्यू कृष्णा ओनली एज देयर लवर नॉट एज द सुप्रीम एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ सो हाउ कुड दीज गर्ल्स देयर माइंड्स कट अप इन द वेव्स ऑफ द मोड्स ऑफ नेचर फ्री themselves फ्रॉम मटेरियल अटैचमेंट परपट किंग परीक्षित was sitting in an assembly of great sages and other important personalities, listening to the words of Sukadeva Goswami. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakrabarti, as Sukadeva began speaking of the gopis' conjugal love for Krishna, the king noticed the expressions on the faces of some of the more materialistic persons present there and realized the doubt lurking in their hearts. Therefore, although the king thoroughly knew the purport of Sukadev's words, he presented himself as experiencing personal doubt so that he could eradicate the doubt of others. That is why he asked this question. ओम ज्ञानं तिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्दे अहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं सग्रजातं सहगणं रघुनाथं नितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखानितंश हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत श्री राधा कांत नमस्तुते तत्त कांचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 सो इन दिस रास प्रसंग द पास्ट टाइम ऑफ रास ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड इज द सुप्रीम पास्ट टाइम अमंग ऑल हिज लीलास दिस इज मुकुटमणि So when Sukadeva Goswami was narrating this supermost pastime of the Supreme Person with their most dear beloved gopis, and he was narrating that how in the mid of the night in the bank of Jamuna, how Krishna blew his flute and what happened to the Braj Gopikas in the midnight, how they became mad to come and join him in the bank of Jamuna. And he was describing this, and he told that some gopis they came, and how they came, they almost became mad. And some gopis they could not come because they were locked inside the room. They think of Krishna, the beauty of his hands, the beauty of his form, his smile, his walking, his tucking, his embracing, all these things they so intensely think of his and try to meet Krishna, and they could not personally, physically they could not go out because it was locked inside. By intense thinking of Krishna's they left their body, which is made of mode of nature, and they came to Krishna. By hearing this, because Sukadeva Goswami was speaking in open pandal under a banyan tree in Sukratal. It was not indoor stadium. It was open near Ganga. So, and Sukadeva Parikshit Maharaj was emperor almost of the whole world. All the renowned personalities, they knew Parikshit Maharaj, how he was a famous devotee king, Rajarshi. Even Sukadeva Goswami glorified Parikshit Maharaj. He is a Rajarshi. He is so highly elevated personality. So, at that time, when Parikshit Maharaj took the vow, till death, I will not accept any grains or any water. And by hearing this message spread all around the world like wildfire. All the elevated personalities, Jogi, Jnani, Dhyani, Muni, Nyasi, Tapi, Japi, all varieties of high grade people, they get together. They came to this spot. And by that time, Parikshit Maharaj already was asking to Sukadeva Goswami. Sukadeva Goswami arrived in this spot and the discussion started. And all these highly elevated personalities of various fields and various grades, so they were also sat down there because there was no ticket. It's open. So everybody was sitting down. And they were hearing because Sukadeva Goswami is not an ordinary personality. All of you know Sukadeva Goswami. He was fully transcendental personality. He took birth from his mother at the age of 12. He was staying inside the womb till age of 12. He was so much absorbed in Brahma. He doesn't have a tinge of material modes. And he was so pure. He never accepted any dress to cover his body. He was beyond bodily conception. Always from the birth. Before birth, he was beyond bodily conception and has beyond modes of nature, Sukadeva Goswami. And always absorbed in Brahma. Somehow or other, by the mercy of Krishna, he absorbed again in Sri Bhagavan's Rupa and Bhagavan's Guna. And then he studied the whole Bhagavatam and he became highly elevated devotee, always absorbed in thinking of Krishna and doing his bhajan and always thinking of his pastimes. So, this Sukadeva Goswami, when he was speaking, many of us are speaking, only we know how to speak something, some good words, but we don't have any devotion towards Krishna. We don't know the tattva. So, in this way, we cannot clear the doubts of the audience. But if the speaker is like Sukadeva Goswami, so he is far out. So, all these audience, though maybe they are from their different background, but the words coming from the lotus mouth of Sukadeva Goswami was directly entering through their ear holes and directly touching to their heart. So everybody from different background, they are sitting very quietly, attentively they are hearing, because these words are so potent and full of devotion to Krishna. Because we may be of different background, but after all, we are all parts and parcel of Krishna. So when pure Krishna thinks is coming, so there is different feeling. So everybody was very, very attentively hearing. This katha was given by Sukadeva Goswami. So when he was in fifth day almost describing his rasa pastimes of Krishna, and when he described this, the gopikas giving up their body, by hearing this, many, even the devotees, they also, their face become different. And those who are materialistic, they are become more different. They are full of doubt. Parikshit Maharaj, he had a glance to the whole assembly and they saw many, many, even devotee and non-devotee, both, they have their doubt in their face. So, he thought it's the beginning of the supreme pastime and many of them are in full of doubt. So, better to clear it now. So, then we can hear attentively the whole thing. So, Parikshit Maharaj was asking to Sukadeva Goswami. Our Acharya says, Parikshit knew everything. Parikshit, the word Parikshit means Pari-ikkhita. Parita means incomplete. Ikkhita means who knows the all tattvas, all bhavas. He knows everything. So, he knew what Sukadeva Goswami is saying. He has no doubt. He has full knowledge and understanding of the potency of Krishna Kripa. How the mercy of Krishna is so potent. He knew that. And also he knew and understood the glories of devotional service. Both the things he knew. So he doesn't have a tinge of doubt. How this thing happens, how this Gopikas left their body. He could understood it. But in the assembly, many, many learned high grade personalities, they have doubt. So there are doubt from devotees even, doubt from non-devotees even. So on behalf of them, though Parikshit Maharaj knew, he asked question. Sometimes the persons, those who are really elevated, they also ask questions. Though they knew, they asked to confirm it. Dhritata. When some elevated personality is there, so what my proposition, what I am thinking, is that okay or not? To confirm it, they want to ask question also for confirmation. Sometimes for the benefit of others, to clear the doubts of other people. Sometimes to confirm what I am thinking, is it okay or not? So in both ways, Parikshit Maharaj is asking this question to Sukadeva Goswami. Parikshit Vacha. Krishnam vidu param kanta natu brahma tayamune. He is asking, oh my dear Sukadeva Goswami, hey Mune, these Braja Gopikas, these Braja Ramanis, they knew Krishna as their male partner, as their lover. Not as absolute truth, not as Paramrahma. No, they have no idea. They have not studied any scripture. They have not gone to school even. They are Gwalin. So these illiterate village girl, they knew Krishna because Krishna is very beautiful. Krishna's behavior, walking, talking, they were fully attracted by Krishna's everything. So they accept Krishna as their most beloved partner, Kanta. And they didn't know except anything that about Krishna. Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, they don't have any idea of it. So how they could free from the modes of nature. Because all the Shruti Shastra says, Tameva Viditva Mukti. Without knowing the Supreme Absolute, the Paramrahma, no way that you can get Mukti. No. Na Anya Pantha. You have to know Him by truth. So these Gopikas, they have no understanding. They didn't know anything about this Tattva, Brahma Tattva, nothing. They know as their lover. So the non-devotees, those who are specially Jnani, Dhyani, Tapi, ब्रह्मवादी ज्ञान उपासक ध्यानी दे आर थिंकिंग दीज इलिटरेट विलेज गर्ल्स दे हैव नो आइडिया ऑफ ब्रह्म दो श्री कृष्ण इज परम ब्रह्म यस वी नो बट दे डोंट नो दैट सो विदाउट नोइंग हिम हाउ दे कैन गेट आउट हाउ दे कैन गेट फ्री फ्रॉम द मोड्स ऑफ नेचर इट इज नॉट पॉसिबल नॉट पॉसिबल बिकॉज गुण प्रवाह इज सो कैप्चरिंग इज सो पावरफुल इवन कृष्ण इज टेलिंग इन भगवद्गीता दिस इज मम माया दुरत्तया दैवी है सा गुणमयी मम माया दिस माया दो इट इज मैटर मेटेरियल एनर्जी मैटर बट द पावर इज कमिंग फ्रॉम कृष्ण इज कृष्णस पावर सो नो नाइदर एनी ब्रह्मा शिव एनी डेमीगॉड्स एनी पावरफुल पर्सनालिटीज दे हैव नो पावर टू एक्सेस थ्रू दिस माया दे कैंट गो अक्रॉस इट ओनली बाय द मर्सी ऑफ कृष्ण समबडी कैन अदरवाइज इम्पॉसिबल सो हाउ कम दिस गोपिकास दे जस्ट एक्सेप्ट दे जस्ट गेट अट्रैक्टेड बाय द ब्यूटी ऑफ कृष्ण एंड दे एक्सेप्ट कृष्ण एज देयर लवर एंड दे गेट फ्री फ्रॉम मोड्स ऑफ नेचर दिस इज समथिंग विच इज रियली वेरी 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 रेयर टू ब्रह्मोपासक द ज्ञानीज द ध्यानीज दे इवन परफॉर्मिंग मिलियंस ऑफ इयर्स ऑफ साधना इट इज वेरी डिफिकल्ट फ्रॉम देम टू गेट आउट ऑफ द मोड्स ऑफ नेचर दिस इज गुणमय बपू टू गेट आउट ऑफ दिस गुणमय देह देहात्म बुद्धि इट इज रियली वेरी वेरी रेयर टू अचीव वेरी वेरी रेयर यू हैव टू डू सो मेनी इयर्स ऑफ साधना थिंकिंग ज्ञान उपासना ध्यान धारणा देन इट मे एंड मे नॉट मेनी मेनी लाइफ टाइम्स यू कैन ट्राई बट स्टिल इट मे नॉट हैपन सो हाउ कम दिस गर्ल्स विलेज गर्ल्स विदाउट हैविंग एनी नॉलेज एंड अंडरस्टैंडिंग ऑफ सुप्रीम ट्रूथ सुप्रीम ब्रह्म हाउ कैन दे अचीव दैट पोजिशन फ्री फ्रॉम गुणधिया कथम हाउ कम इट हैपेंस सो हाउ कुड दिस गर्ल्स देयर माइंड्स कट अप इन द वेव्स ऑफ द मोड्स ऑफ नेचर फ्री देमसेल्फ फ्रॉम मटेरियल अटैचमेंट हाउ कैन इट पॉसिबल दिस इज वेरी वेरी रेयर टू अचीव दिस इज द doubt of non-devotees. They are thinking it is not possible. These are illiterate girls. You are describing that they become mad. Oh, okay. Due to loving affairs they may have. But how can they give up their body? How can it be possible? Giving up this body is made of modes of nature. Trigunamaya. So, Guna is so much powerful in controlling us. So, it is not that easy. Those who are jnani, dhyani, brahma upasaka, jnana upasaka, even them, they are saying it is really difficult to go out from these modes of nature. Gunatit, it is not easy thing. You may become highly a knowledgeous person, you can become beautiful, you can become any perfection you can achieve, but to become trigunatit is not possible. Become gunatit is not perfection. By doing some practice you can achieve perfection, siddhi, riddhi, and many, there are things you can get, but to become gunatit, no, that is not possible. At least we don't know that, but they know. Those who are trying for they know how difficult task it is. What a difficult task. And these girls, they even don't know anything. Knowing nothing, and they get out of it. How they can free themselves from the material attachment? How can it be possible? So this, the doubt coming from the Brahma Upasaka, Jnani, Dhyani, those who are not in devotional line, they don't know the potency of Krishna Kripa, they don't know how glorious is the devotional service. They don't know that. So they have their doubt. Not only they have doubt, the devotees, they have doubt too. Yes. Many devotees, they have doubt. How come it happens? Why? They know. They know both the things. They know the glories of devotional service. They know the potency of Krishna Kripa. Still they have doubt. Why they have doubt? Because he has said Gunamaya Bapu. Gunamaya Deha. First the devotees, they are doubting. Why you accept this adjective as Gunamaya for this Deha? Deha itself is Trigunamaya. It is made of nature only. Why you are telling that this is Gunamaya? First question they raise. Just like if you say liquid water, and water is liquid. Oh, why you are telling liquid water? It's useless to say like liquid water. Hot fire. How can say hot fire? Fire is hot by itself, by its nature, it's hot. So using this adjective for this fire as hot, water is liquid, this is useless. So like that, if you say Gunamaya Bapu, Gunamaya Deha, it's useless. Because Deha itself is Gunamaya, everybody knows. It is made of Guna only, made of nature only. Why you are saying Gunamaya? Because this Deha is made of these three modes of nature, and even if you do any kind of upasana, Brahma upasana, Jnana upasana, don't do upasana, to enjoy the body, then you have to give it up. If you do anything, then you have to give it up. You see, you can't keep it. It will go anyway. Give it up. But just giving up the body, you cannot go out of the material nature. You will get another body again. But here they have totally free from the Gunamaya. How they can get free from the Guna? So that these devotees, they have doubt. Why you are using Gunamaya adjective, Guna and Maya as Pratyaya and Visheshana? Why adjective for this body? Because the body is anyway is made of nature only, made of Guna only. Suppose, okay, if you say no, Guna has different meanings. So another meaning of Guna is Sadguna, good qualities. Like among all the good qualities, the best good qualities among all the good qualities is the desire to serve Krishna. That is the supreme best quality anybody can have. Seva akankhya means desire to serve Krishna, to please Krishna. That attitude of pleasing Krishna and serving Krishna is the supermost guna among all the good qualities. Whatever good qualities that may be, that can be possible, far excel if you have full of the desire or attitude to serve and please Krishna. That is the supermost good qualities. So if you say the guna I used for this purpose, not the material mode, this is Sadgunamali, and the best quality is to serve and please Krishna. Okay, if you are taking this meaning of that guna, then this Visheshana guna is attitude to serve Krishna, to please Krishna, and you add Maya. Maya Pratyaya means Prachurjya, not only Vikara. Prachurjya means if somebody has in his heart enough, plenty of attitude, desire, enthusiasm to serve and please Krishna. Full of enthusiasm. How I can please and serve Krishna. Full of the whole body, each part, each thinking, each intelligence, each endeavor is full of how to please and serve Krishna. This attitude. Prachura Parimana. This is called Gunamaya. So then, this kind of person, he must be a pure devotee. So the devotees, they will never ever want to give their body and attend Brahma Sahaja. No, they hate of it. They spit on it. Brahma says, no, we don't want. They never ever accept. Brahma, give up this body and Savijya Mukti Brahmalin, they never aspect. They never want it. So why they will give up their body then? This kind of thinking, those highly great devotees, those who are full of desire and to serve Krishna and please Krishna, they will never ever think to give up their body. They will always think to, I will maintain this body to serve Krishna. Because the body is required to serve Krishna. And the Gopika's body is the best medium to serve Krishna and please Krishna. Because Krishna himself is attracted. Not only Gopika's attracted to Krishna, Krishna also attracted towards Gopika's. Both are attracted by their good qualities, by their beauties, by the many of these qualities. Both of them, they are attracted. So why they want to give up that body through which they can serve in the best way and please Krishna? That is not possible. If the guna is meaning the desire to serve Krishna and please Krishna, there is no question of giving the body. The devotees never want to give up. Janme, asa. Their life after life, they want to have a body, perfect, suitable body to serve Krishna and please Krishna. Why they want to give it up? Is not possible. And Gopikas, they don't have any understanding of Brahma. And if the Ruddhadwara Gopis, those who are locked inside the room, they have no understanding of the Krishna is all present, sarvabhyapi. They don't know. They know only that he is our dear boyfriend. That's it. Krishna vidu param kantang natu brahmatayamane. They have no understanding of more than that. They understood that Krishna is our dear boyfriend. That's it. So how inside the room they are locked, how Krishna will appear there? Because Krishna promise in Bhagavad Gita, je jathamang prapadyante stang sthiva bhajami ham. As you think of me, I will think of you. I will reciprocate you in the similar way. These gopikas, they accept physically as their dear boyfriend Krishna. Okay, when you come physical close, they can meet. But without knowing the intricacies of nature, intricacies of Brahmagyana, all this thinking, all this sadhana, without doing in this such kind of sadhana, how they achieve the supreme position that is free themselves from the material attachment, which is next to impossible. How it happens? Because Krishna told, as you think of me, I will divide you in the same way. So how they get free from the material attachment? There is another doubt. So the devotee have doubt that how come they leave their body? Because the devotees never ever want to leave their body, because they want to serve Krishna with the same body. And among all types of bodies, the body of Brajaramani, the Gopika, this is the supermost medium to serve Krishna. As even Mahaprabhu used to say, Aradhya Bhagavan Brajesa Tanayas Staddhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachid Upasana Brajavadhu Bargena Vakalpita. The Brajavadhus, the way they serve Krishna, the way they please Krishna is far excel. There is no competition, there is no parallel to them, matchless. It's matchless. This is the limit. Limit of love shown by Brajavadhus. And these Brajavadhus, why they want to give up their body? If this body is the most suitable process to please and serve Krishna, then why they want to give it that? It's not possible. And okay, they may be about Brahma Upasana. No, they have not gone through Brahma Upasana. They have no knowledge, no understanding of Jnana, Brahma, nothing like that. neither they have gone through the Shastra studies, no. Only simply they are attracted by the personal features, qualities and beauty of Krishna. That's it. And they so much observed towards it, so much love to Krishna. Actually, there may be whatever, but Vastu Shakti. If you eat sugar in dark, it's pinch dark, you can't see anything. But you are feeling hungry, you ate something, but that was mithai, sandesh, rabdi. So it will, you will taste sweet or bitter or what, sour. Even if you don't know it, what it is, if you don't see it, without seeing, without knowing, if you eat sugar or sweet, you will feel sweet or not. Yes, this is Vastu Shakti. So there is no need of understanding of knowledge. If Krishna is Krishna, Krishna is Gunatit. No need of who you are. That does not consider here. You are literate or illiterate, you are boy or girl, you come in young krodha kama sahaja pranayadi bhiti vachalya moha guru gaura vasabhya bhave sachintya tasya sadrusing tanumapurete govindamadi purusam tamaham. I mean, whichever you are, through krodha, through kama, through sahaja, pranaya, bhiti, fearful way, vatsalya, guru bhava, gaurava bhava, in any kind of way, if you want to fight, if you want to chastise, if you want to fear, anything, somehow or other, if you are attracted towards Krishna and attached towards Krishna, think of Krishna, that's it. Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, He is Gunatit. Purna Brahma, Parameshwara, totally free from the modes of nature. Anything come in contact with it, immediately in a fraction of a second, it will become Gunatit. Suppose sun is so powerful, so effulgent. Anything comes near sun, it will burn into ashes, isn't it? So these gunas, these all things, they can't touch to Krishna. When they try to think of Krishna, they will burn into ashes. They can't remain. So without knowing Krishna, even the devotees, they know Krishna Tattva. Know Krishna. But they are still doubtful why the gopikas, they give up their body, because through this body they can serve Krishna, na? That is process of devotional service. Why they give it up? So this doubts from devotees also, the doubt from non-devotees also, doubt from all grades of personalities, by hearing this statement, everybody has their doubtful face. So Parikshit Maharaj noticed this in the assembly, and but nobody wants to ask to Sukadeva Goswami. They were so much attached to hear the flow. So Parikshit Maharaj noticed, he said, if the doubt raised in the beginning of the Rasa dance, then again everything will be full of doubtful. So better it should clear now. But get it clear. To get the sweetness of the Lila, you have to clear the doubt now. So he took the responsibility on behalf of all the assemblies. And he is asking, Si Parikshite Uvacha. Though he knew perfectly, but still he is asking, Krishna Vidhu Param Kantam Natu Brahma Tayamane. They know Krishna as Kanta, not Brahma. They have no knowledge of Krishna as the Supreme Truth or as a Parameshwar. No. So Guna Prabaha Paramam. So Guna Prabaha, which is the most difficult task for everybody, any kind of upasaka, for them the challenge is how to get free from the material nature. To get out of this body, this is happening anyway. Day and night, every day is happening. But that doesn't mean that we are getting free from modes of nature. No. The modes of nature is giving another body, and another body. Day and night is happening. But just to give up this body, it is nothing. But to give up the modes of nature, when free from the mode of nature, that is something. That is something very, very, very rare to get. So how these Rajagopikas achieve that? Guna dhyaya katham, guna pravaha tasa, which is, so, guna dhyam, whose mentality was cut up in those of modes, who can say that his mentality is not cut by the modes of nature? Who can say like that? Except Krishna, nobody. Nobody. So, but yes, guna, that is guna of this material nature, that shall guna. Guna means rope. This material, three ropes of this material energy is also binding us. There is another guna, that is called Dibya guna, that is of Krishna's guna, his qualities. If somebody is getting bounded by that rope, then forget. So we have to transfer from this guna to that guna. Yeah. And the Gopikas, they are so much absorbed in Krishna, all their material gunas were almost nullified. Nothing was there. So that's why for them, this body was spiritualized already. So they want to meet Krishna. If this body is giving obstacle, so then okay, they can go subtle body, not the gross body. Whatever grass or subtle, if you are fully absorbed in the desire of serving and pleasing Krishna, so in any way you can achieve it. And for that, no need of any perfection, no need of yoga siddhi, nothing. The supreme yoga siddhi is attachment to Krishna and desire to serve Krishna and please Krishna. And the Gopikas, from the top to bottom, full of this enthusiasm, only, that is their only goal of life. They were trying to love Krishna to get some happiness from themselves. No. They have not a tinge of desire to be happy themselves in this material world. All the boys and girls, they are loving each other to get happiness themselves. Their senses they want to go. Here Gopikas, they want to meet Krishna not to gratify their senses, to gratify Krishna's senses. Krishna Sukha Kam. This is the difference. So in this way, the Gopikas are totally beyond mode of nature when they are in this body or not that body. Whatever. For them, there is nothing. When Uddhava came to Braja, Krishna sent him as a messenger. He was proud of himself that he was very, very highly educated. He got graduation from heavenly planet, from Brihaspati and others. So he said, these people are illiterate. I can tell some sutra jnana there. And those who are very learned with them arguing and some logic, then it takes some time. But those who are illiterate, left, right, you can defeat them. So Uddhava was thinking like that. Why Krishna is so bad? But Uddhava came. And he was talking to, first, Krishna said, first you go, my dear father and mother, then you go to others. Before delivering the letter was addressed to Gopikas, Supreme Gopika Radharani. He said, you deliver the letter later on, first you meet and offer my obeisances to my parents. So by following the order of Krishna, Uddhava went to Braja, came to Braja, and he first came to Nanda Bhavan. And location was here, so there's no problem. So somehow or other he arrived in proper location. And he saw Nanda Baba was crying. He said, I don't know this Nanda Baba, why is he crying? He has no understanding of Krishna. So he went Nanda Baba saw Uddhava. So he was trying to hold his crying and somehow or other hide his crying and how come everything? Because he doesn't want to ask anything about Krishna. Because if he asks anything about Krishna, then he will burst into tear again. He can't control himself. So he tried to control by force and he asked Uddhava, how is everything in Mathura? Conscious astral cities have finished. Now all family, how everything happening? So asking other things, but not asking about Krishna, but always intensely thinking about Krishna. But he is thinking, if I ask about Krishna, then I cannot control myself. How I can talk to him? How I can greet him? He comes as a atithi. I should do something else. But he says, I don't have anything in my house. You come so from Mathura all the way. I want to feed you something. He borrowed something from other houses. Because from the day Krishna went out from Nanda Bhavan, neither Yashoda nor Nanda have eaten anything, neither have cooked anything. In their kitchen, this makadika jala, what they say? Yeah, these things are there. Because it was not activate. What they were doing, they were crying only, day and night. Nothing, they never cooked, they never eat. That was the situation. So when Uddhava asked, Uddhava was trying to pacify him. He told, Baba, why you are thinking Krishna as your son? Krishna is not only your son. You are thinking falsely. He is Paramatma. He is Param Brahma. He is Supreme Bhagavan. He is everywhere. So Uddhava tried to speak about supremacy of Krishna as he is explaining how Krishna is Param Brahma, is Param Bhagavan. By hearing this statement from Uddhava, Nanda Maharaj said, Uddhava, I heard and I knew and I know that you are very, very educated. You got education from heavenly planets. But now, yes, I am highly educated. But now I am seeing you are a Gobara Ganesh. You don't have a little understanding of knowledge. Uddhava said, what? How can you say like that? Then Nanda Baba said, because I am saying like that, because Krishna sent you to pacify me. Yes, he sent me to pacify you. That's what I am saying. What is the reality of Krishna? I am telling you, this is the way to pacify me. You know I am crying of Krishna is not with me. I lose my son Krishna, that's why I am crying. And you are pacifying me. What you are saying? Why you are thinking Krishna is your son? Krishna is not only your son. Krishna is Param Brahma, Param Bhagavan. You are so foolish, you don't know. Suppose I am in the market, I lose 5 rupees note, 5 rupees coin. And I was thinking, somebody said, it was not 5 rupees coin, it is 5,000 rupees. So my misery will increase or decrease? So I was only crying because Krishna was my son. But now he's saying, no, he's not your son. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So my crying will be multiplied into million times. Is this way to pacify me? Then Uddhava got, oh my God. Yeah, really? His head got cracked. So in front of love, no knowledge can stand. No knowledge can stand. This Brahma Jnana, Shastra Jnana, Japa, Tapa, Dhyana, nothing, they can't stand. These Gopikas, they have pure unalloyed love for Krishna. And so much attraction. Without a tinge of selfishness, self-satisfaction. So that's why Krishna was attracted to them. And they were attracted to Krishna. So in these material modes are beginning, from the beginning it was not present there. This guna means దిస్ ఇస్ దివ్య గుణ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ. కృష్ణస్ క్వాలిటీస్, కృష్ణ గుణ, దట్స్ నో గాడ్ ఆఫ్ అదర్ గుణాస్. సో దాట్స్ హౌ దిస్ థింగ్ కెన్ బి హ్యాపెన్. సో through this question Parikshit Maharaj raising this very important point to convince everybody how glorious the Krishna's potency and how glorious the potency of devotional service. Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhuji.
I heard it said that Krishna actually had a relationship with the gopis with their transcendental bodies, their spiritual bodies. There's no question of social injustice or this and that.
Exactly, exactly.
How could he do one day of Brahma, you know, so on their spiritual platform? And another commentator said that gopis, Yashoda, they know everything, but Yoga Maya covers them for the legal purposes. So
yeah.
I guess it's different angles of looking at it.
Yeah, that's fact. Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, so I have a question on, you said like the devotee always want to, you know, serve Krishna, right?
Yeah.
But the impersonalist want to, you know, like merge into the Brahma Jyoti. So like when they merge into the Brahma Jyoti, what happens to them? Do they again retake the birth, or like what happens?
Spiritual suicide. They are finishing themselves, the foolishness.
Okay.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, so Maharaj, when the gopis were locked up and they left their bodies, so they went to the Raj Leela in total spiritual form.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Thank you for that class, Maharaj. The question that came to my mind when I was hearing this verse was that in the sixth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, and the story of Ajamil was recited. And there is a verse there that says that Ajnanatva Jnanatva Shloka Namaya. So where knowingly or unknowingly somebody chants the name of
Krishna,
then all of their material impurities are burned away.
Yes.
Then after hearing that shloka in the sixth canto, and all these are very highly advanced personalities, how come this question came in their minds when they were hearing about Krishna the person, and they already knew the potency of the holy name of Krishna alone?
Since how many years you are chanting?
More than 20 years.
So do you think that you are free from impurities?
No.
But so then
I am.
You have must be heard many times this shloka, na? So why it is not happening? You never think of this? So just shloka, so many things are there. It's not that easy. Okay? if you admit in this highly elevated hospital, then definitely you will get cured, because all best doctors, best equipments are there. So you get admitted there, that doesn't mean you will get cured. You have to go through the whole process. You have to follow the orders of the doctor, the prescription, everything. Then you may. Not just so, just by hearing it, so many, many, many things are there already. Okay?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Yes.
So, Srila Prabhupada has told us to do our sadhana strictly and, do our seva. So, how can we develop? I mean, it's not possible, but at least somewhere near to the gopikas, how can we develop this unflinching love for Lord Shri Krishna? We think that, yes, Krishna, I love you, but when the acharyas say that we have no love for you and for Krishna, I mean, then someone so fallen like me, how can we develop this kind of love like the gopis?
Thank you for asking how to develop love. That is your best desire. So only by hearing such kind of powerful topics, you can develop love. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Maharaj. One more question, please.
Yes.
When we tell our family members about Krishna, and we say how miserable, they are in a very miserable condition, material condition of life. Still, they say we are happy. You know, they say we are not sad, we are very happy, our house, we are very happy. So, is it their pap is, you know, making them think like that?
Yes, they are ignorant, yeah. They have not come to the grade of humanity. So they can't understand what is good, what is bad. So we should be merciful upon them.
So?
This is thinking of animal. That they are happy.
Yeah.
They are not human. Human being, at least they can observe how much they are suffering. But in full of suffering, if somebody is saying, I am happy, he is not a human being. He is animal.
So, but still, like my father is chanting Hare Krishna, is reading Bhagavad Gita when he on the phone.
So, okay, they are starting. So now they are coming to the path. Slowly, slowly. Okay, good.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Grantharasimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki, Samvet Bhakta Vrinda ki.
Yeah.